You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. Time to check in on the Cleveland Indians. And we're going to bring in Jordan Bastian and JB. I take full responsibility for what happened to the Indians over the weekend against the Orioles, having written about them on Friday, and the Castro curse did not take long to settle in. Tribe has lost 3 of 4 to start the 10-game homestand against all contending clubs, the Orioles, Rangers, and Royals. So entering Tuesday, things have been rough, especially on the pitching side. They've given up 6 runs, 4 runs, 6 runs, and 9 runs in the last 4 games, in addition to committing a season-high 4 errors on Memorial Day. What do you make of the way the last few days have played out?
As we mentioned before, they had a great series in Cincinnati that kind of helped get the offense going, and then going into this stretch where they were going to be facing the Red Sox and the Orioles and the Rangers and some other contending teams coming up, this was going to be a good litmus test for this club. And I think early on you're seeing kind of them being tested exactly like we said they would. So I thought that Baltimore series was pretty close. Those were some hard-fought games. So I think that was a good series, even though the Indians ended up losing 2 of 3. And then Texas just was just one of those blowouts. You run into them. Josh Tomlin had been 7-0 on the year. And really, his track record was not beating himself. And in this one, he kind of did. So he ran into trouble early. There was a controversial call that got manager Terry Francona ejected in the opener of the series against the Rangers, and that kind of opened the floodgates. Things escalated quickly, and Tomlin was hung with his first loss of the year. I don't think we thought he was going to go 20-0 on the season. So losses happen, but I think, again, as they continue to go through this stretch, it'll continue to show just where this team stands. And right now, the AL Central's pretty wide open. The teams are once again clustered together with the exception of the Twins. And I think that's the way we kind of anticipated it would be deep into the summer. And that's kind of how it's exactly playing out right now.
Obviously, the rotation has been tested for a while now without Carlos Carrasco. I know as we record this, there's no exact decision on his next move, but it'd be another rehab start or could possibly start Friday against the Royals. But either way, Carlos Carrasco is coming soon to a rotation near you. What do you make of his progress?
Yeah, and I think, it sounds like he will be making his next start in Cleveland. I think they're just kind of tiptoeing around that just, because you never know what's going to happen in the next few days. Back to earlier this season when we were wondering how on earth are they going to get Michael Brantley back on the roster? What roster move could they possibly make? And then Carrasco got hurt. So, you just never know what's going to happen. I think that's why they've kind of been careful around saying that. But I think the view is, even if it's Carlos Carrasco for 80 pitches, that's better than Carlos Carrasco for no pitches. So if they can bring him back and kind of maybe have the bullpen ready or have either Clevinger or Ryan Merritt, who had a really strong debut in the opener against the Rangers, out of the bullpen, maybe you have one of those guys ready to come in behind him, sort of a piggyback outing. That might be a good situation for the Indians. But either way, getting Carrasco back will be huge, and now the next step will be to see how long it'll take for Michael Brantley to return. He's still just hitting off the tee, kind of gradually working his way up through that hitting progression, and doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon, but they want to make sure they do it right this time. But getting Carrasco back will be huge, I think, with Bauer kind of looking more effective out of the rotation, with the exception of a hiccup here and there. Tomlin being pretty effective, with the exception of his most recent outing. I think the rotation is shaping up the way, they kind of thought it would be. There's been bumps in the road, but still pretty strong group overall.
Yeah, you mentioned Brantley swinging off a tee, but obviously no exact timetable as far as his recovery. But I understand you guys had a chance to catch up with him over the weekend. What's your sense of just kind of where he's at mentally with all this?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway I took from it, as we've talked about here before, is you know, he doesn't think he came back too soon. It was such an unknown, and he felt so good at the time that even as he sits here with the benefit of hindsight, he still says, no, I came back at the right time, because he had done all the work and hit all the milestones, had bounced back the way that they had hoped he would, and then he came back and played, and just, you know, that fatigue set in. So I think this is all kind of a learning process in coming back from this type of surgery for him. And, you know, I think it's what they learned from this last one was, just because you feel great doesn't necessarily mean you're ready to start taking the weekly, daily, you know, grinds of the big league season and being able to come back the next day. So I think that's the biggest hurdle now, is when he gets to that point again where he feels, yeah, I'm ready to come back, I think I can handle it, you know, maybe they still need to be conservative and wait a little longer. I mean, I think that's the obstacle that they're going to have to overcome, because they don't want to get into that situation, as we've mentioned multiple times, where it's a start and stop process throughout the rest of the season. They want him back, and they want him back for the rest of the year. And I think that's why you're going to see them take a really ultra-conservative approach to this.
With Brantley out, we've seen a lot of Jose Ramirez in left field, and for the most part, what we've seen from Jose Ramirez this season is positive, although in Sunday's game there was the play off the wall, off the bat of Mark Trumbo, and kind of got misplayed there. Kind of learning the ins and outs of a difficult wall there in left field.
Yeah, it was really interesting Friday when we were at the ballpark. You know, we always get there pretty early, and a lot of times you'll see Brad Mills or another coach out in the field working with a player, but what we saw was Brad Mills out in left field by himself with a fungo bat and a bag of baseballs. And he was hitting the baseballs one by one off that wall and just standing there and watching the caroms, studying how they were dropping. He was hitting them to different sections of the wall to see how it would react. And it was just really interesting to see this process. And then after he did that for several minutes by himself, Jose Ramirez came out there and joined him, and Mills kind of went over what he had found. And when we talked to Mills, he said, he's been here, obviously, this is his fourth season, but he said for some reason this year the wall, there are sections of it that are playing a little differently, whether the ball is coming off a little faster, whether the ball is dying. He said the new video board that's been put in there is a different material than the old video boards. When the ball hit the new one, it just dies and falls straight down, whereas if it hits a foot to the left, the ball will shoot off the wall really hard. And there's also, just to the left of the video board, if anyone's been to Progressive Field, that left field wall doesn't stay straight and true. It has an angle to it as it goes towards the foul line. So not only is there a section of the video board where the ball would come directly to the outfielder, but 3 feet to the left is an angled wall where the ball would shoot back towards center field. And I think on the play you're mentioning specifically, the Trumbo one, which had that exit velo of 116, so this was a rocket shot. It put Jose Ramirez in this really sort of, he got caught in between, where he had the angled wall, he had the video board, he had the padded wall sections right there. There were about four different things the baseball could do, and he had to sort of make that judgment call on the fly, and he obviously made the wrong call because the ball hit the angled wall, shot past him, and Rajay Davis ended up picking it up near left center. So we've watched Michael Brantley over the years play that section of the stadium so smoothly that I think you almost take for granted how difficult it is to play left field at Progressive Field. And I think Jose Ramirez, who this is his first experience as a left fielder this season on a regular basis, is kind of still learning the quirks of that wall. But I think it was interesting to see, you know, after a play like that, to see Mills go out there with Ramirez and kind of going over the various elements, because they're trying to get him to learn faster. But Progressive Field, that wall, the best teacher is experience, and that's, I think, why Brantley looks so strong when he plays that corner, because he's been out there for so long.
Well, it's one of the things we love about baseball. Park effects are real, and every place has its own individual quirks that can impact the way the game is played. So, all right, well, JB, the Indians, for all their troubles over the weekend, they have the best run differential in the division at plus 30, and it was kind of a wild week in the AL Central. The White Sox fell back, and that was the Indian doing, of course, and Royals surge back up to the top. So definitely a moving target in the AL Central. The Indians are a big part of that. We'll continue to check in with JB each week. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.